Mini episode 981 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge, mini episode number 981. I'm FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our preview of Billions episode 3.6. Here's our top five developments coming out of episode 3.5. Number five, although recruited by Connerty, Sacker sticks with Chuck. So did Boyd, but that was just to get his yacht back. Kate and Brian were both given a chance to shine in what was probably the best Billions episode ever in terms of giving the spotlight to so many supporting players. Kate's been shown as ambitious previously, so she bet her chips on the bird in the hand with her boss instead of the speculative possibilities proffered by Brian. Transactional though it may be, that's the kind of loyalty that Chuck's probably going to need sooner rather than later. Number four, is Axe inadvertently imitating his arch enemy in terms of a self-defeating trait? One of Chuck's recurring foibles has been the inability to command the loyalty of those around him. Bobby's always had at least two formidable ride-or-die allies, Wags and Dollar Bill. But with Bill not receiving Bobby's unconditional backing in his epic feud with Spiros, he may be starting to look askance at his boss and hero. Chuck tried to flip the dollar man a long time ago, but couldn't get anywhere because the vest-wearing trash talker was willing to jump on a grenade for his boss. Bobby's growing arrogance is a huge part of the Season 3 fabric, and if it extends to taking Dollar Bill for granted, it could come back to really hurt him. Number 3. Taylor's character arc takes a sudden horizontal turn. So Taylor and fellow nerd Oscar getting they freaks on at a conference together. Easily among the bigger curveballs ever thrown by this program. We've seen Taylor as a person holding emotions close to the vest the entire way through, only to potentially fall for a peer in the same field. Was Oscar being manipulative? Whether he was or he wasn't, a fascinating wild card has been thrown into Billions out of nowhere. Number 2. Wendy is reaching a pivotal point in her tug of war. The battle between Dollar Bill and Spiros, which brought out the hilarious best in both characters, gave her the realization that she cannot deal with being in the middle of such struggles anymore. Given that we've seen her proclaim more lasting loyalty to Axe Capital than we've ever seen her throw Chuck, even after their reconciliation, her realization should have sent a shiver up his spine. Number 1. Chuck inadvertently paves the way for Wendy to repay his betrayal of Season 1. The back-and-forth battle to secure the incriminating slide from the doctor was epic, culminating in another win for Chuck. But his decision to put the slide in his own home refrigerator, rather than simply running out a storage unit with a fridge, could come back to bite him. Wendy's loyalties are likely to remain very much in play between the two prominent men in her life, and particularly with her own inadvertent involvement, she may come to decide that the path of least resistance is to make the case go away, even at the cost of her marriage. Chuck's being incredibly trusting of a wife who already found a little something-something on the side when they were separated, and whose privacy he violated when he went into her laptop. If there's a scenario where Chuck comes out of this case destroyed, both personally and professionally, this might well be it. Thank you for tuning into this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN. ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.